Chapter 70, Golden Deceiver.
God fucking damn it, Jennings said, punching the dash of the armored Humvee. I told you this whole world was going to shit.
Just keep your mind on the job, Brand said with no emotion. Right now, you got a gun, you got it good.
The Humvee blasted through intersection after intersection, slamming abandoned cars out of the way to make a clear path. Lieutenant Brand drove with Jennings riding shotgun. Literally, he was holding a shotgun and sitting in the front passenger seat. Diaz sat in the back with an assault rifle on his lap.
The way these things are spreading, we might be better off just dropping a GBU-43 on this shithole, then coming back to clean up what's left, Jennings said, looking out his window.
That's enough, Jennings, Brand said, keeping an even tone.
He's right, Lieutenant, Diaz said, leaning forward. We couldn't even hold a perimeter against those things, and they weren't even armed.
Cut the shit, both of you. This is not the time or place. All we gotta do is deal with what's in front of us, Brand said in his continually disturbingly even tone.
I need you both to stay on point. As I said, you got a gun, you got it good.
There was no malice or anger in his tone, just rhetoric they had both heard 100 times before in situations nowhere even near as hectic as this. Brand's even temperament was great in combat situations, but right now Jennings needed some reassurance that all was not lost. The situation at the roadblock had shocked him to his core, mowing down unarmed assailants like lambs to the slaughter, only to watch them get back up and continue forward was like a nightmare come to life. Assailants was the official term for them. Everyone was too scared to actually call them what they really were. It was either too surreal or just plain frightening. By the time they had realized to only take headshots, it was too late. With ammunition low, they'd had to abandon the roadblock and fall back to their vehicles, leaving civilians and law enforcement to fend for themselves. They wanted to continue fighting, but orders were to return to base to regroup and re-equip. Along the way, they had received additional orders to engage individual assailants and eliminate them. This was a common maneuver. Increase time before they were due back and also decrease enemy numbers while they were at it. The farther they got from the failed roadblock, the sparser it had become between assailants. Everyone knew the best plan of attack would have been to double back and to hit them from behind, but orders were orders. The streets seemed to go from blood-stained to clean and empty in a matter of blocks, and then back again. You could never really feel at ease. Dread seemed to wash over the inside of the car before the CB radio mounted to the dash crackled to life with a hiss and raw static to remind them they were not alone.
"This is Bravo 9 Delta. They have killed everyone," said the panicked female voice through the speaker. "We are trapped in the basement of the Standard Hotel. Send evac."
Jennings reached for the receiver on instinct, but Brand waved him away with a flick of his wrist.
"That's not our sector," Brand said, returning both hands to the wheel. "We're going to keep to our mission."
"Bravo 9 Delta, we are sending reinforcements," said the army operator. "How many survivors in your group?"
There was no response, just static hiss, and everyone bowed their heads at the darkness that surrounded them. Diaz leaned forward from the back seat, tapping Jennings on the shoulder and pointing in front of him.
"I see it," Jennings said, pumping his shotgun. "Sir, 2 o'clock. We got another one."
Brand slowed the Hummer to a crawl as Jennings eased the window down. The assailant was staggering down the sidewalk away from them, and Jennings positioned himself to lean out the window to get a clean shot.
"Wait,"
Diaz whispered sharply as he touched Jennings on the shoulder again. Jennings lowered the shotgun and pulled himself back into the vehicle.
"Pull over, sir. This isn't right," Jennings said. "We should investigate."
Brand brought the Humvee to a smooth halt 20 yards behind the assailant, and without hesitation, the three men rushed from the vehicle with their guns raised to form a 3-point pattern. Jennings had left the shotgun in the Humvee, trading it for the more versatile handgun he had gotten from the holster on his belt. He took the lead in the formation with Diaz and Brand behind him on the flanks. They each had opted for assault rifles.
"Halt!" Jennings yelled.
The assailant didn't stop. It just kept staggering down the street like it hadn't heard a thing. Diaz hugged the store-lined sidewalk while Brand circled around so he was in the middle of the road. At your command, Lieutenant? Jennings said as he stepped closer with his finger on the trigger. The assailant turned to look over her shoulder. Her eyes lit up when she saw the three men in uniform who were aiming their guns at her.
Hi, guys,
the girl said in a sweet voice.
Feel like giving a girl a ride?
A small dog popped his adorable little head up over her shoulder and barked to let them know he needed a ride, too. Have you been bit? Diaz asked aggressively.
No. Do you want to bite me?
She said cheekily, smiling a big smile with a little giggle. All three men dropped their guns to their waist and looked at each other perplexed. Ma'am, you cannot be out here right now, Brand said in his even tone. There is a situation. I'll check her out, sir, Jennings said as he walked slowly towards her. Jennings, Brand said, lifting his gun to eye level. Stay where you are. Jennings looked to Brand but raised his hands, showing he was moving slowly. I got this, Chief, Jennings said, inspecting the girl as he circled around her. She looks fine to me.
There is nothing wrong with me, or my little dog, she said with a wink. I'm Jill, by the way.
Okay, Brand said, still with his gun raised and pointed at Jill. Let's go. Jennings approached Jill and put his arm around her waist and began guiding her towards the Humvee. Jill snuggled into him, and Jennings forgot himself and his duty, gliding his hand down her back to the top of her ass. Diaz looked on, his eyes scanning Jill up and down. He licked his lips in approval. There was a loud smash, and before he could react, three zombies burst through the window of the storefront Diaz had been standing in front of. Diaz! Yelled Brand as he began firing his assault rifle at the three attackers. Brand took down two of them, but the lead zombie had already sunk his teeth into Diaz's neck, and it was now too difficult to get a clear headshot without putting Diaz in danger. Jennings was in a better tactical position, so he pushed Jill back behind him and began stepping forward with his handgun at the ready. He took four quick steps before unloading three bullets directly into the zombie's head, making him fall backwards, taking Diaz down with him.
Oh my God, Jill screamed.
Jennings, shut her the fuck, Brand yelled before he was interrupted. A zombie had heard the sound of gunfire and had rushed from around the corner, pouncing on the distracted Brand, biting him on the shoulder. He managed to shrug off the zombie, but not before it had taken a large chunk out of him. Brand grimaced for a split second, then took a step back and shot the zombie in the head. Jennings rushed over to Diaz and pulled him away from the pile of glass and zombies he was lying on. Paolo, Paolo, Jennings said, cradling him on the ground. You okay, brother?
I'm fucked, man. I'm fucked,
Diaz screamed, coughing blood onto the sidewalk.
Jesus Cristo, puta madre.
God fucking damn it, Brand said, surveying the blood pouring from the wound on his shoulder. Sir, what are we going to do? Jennings asked, looking between the two mortally wounded men.
We aren't going to do anything, Brand said as he slowly walked towards Jennings and Diaz.
Brand pulled out his handgun from the holster on his belt and pointed it at Diaz, who was on all fours in front of him. Diaz saw the combat boots of Brand and looked up slowly. He knew what was coming.
Lieutenant, please,
Diaz pleaded as blood poured from his mouth.
I have a family.
I'm sorry, son, Brand said as he pulled the trigger, releasing a bullet into Diaz's forehead.
Diaz fell in a heap in the pool of blood on the ground in front of Brand.
Lieutenant, Jennings yelled, looking at the murderous scene in front of him. What the fuck have you done?
Jennings, get the civilian to safety and report back to base. Don't make me haunt you, soldier, Brand said before raising the handgun to his temple and pulling the trigger. He fell sideways onto the ground, dead, and Jennings closed his eyes and took three deep breaths before he pressed the radio button on the lapel of his fatigues.
Command, this is Sergeant Jennings in Sector 4, Jennings said, tilting his head toward the small microphone.
Jennings paused and looked around the area to get his bearings.
Repeat, this is Sergeant Jennings in Sector 4, I'm at 6th and Nelson. I have two soldiers deceased, including my CO, and four hostiles disabled,
Jennings said calmly, despite the fact that tears were streaming from his eyes.
I have one civilian who appears unharmed. How do you want me to proceed? Over?
Acknowledged, Sergeant. Return to base. Avoid Sector 2 and 3. Over. Came the cold voice from the tiny speaker. Understood. Over, Jennings said, letting the button on his lapel go. In the back of his mind, he knew he had let his guard down, and this situation was all his fault. Okay, lady, let's get out of this mess, Jennings said, turning to Jill. Jill was gone. Jennings stood on the street alone as he gathered himself before he bowed his head and began the slow march back to the Humvee.
You got a ride for me, bro?
Said a voice from behind him. Jennings spun around, bringing his handgun up and aiming it inches from the man's face.
Whoa, the man said, raising his hands in surrender. Who the fuck are you? Jennings demanded.
My name is Jake, Jake said with a grin.
You need a date for the apocalypse?
Jennings' eyes went big, and Jake knew that look, but he still turned around to see a large group of zombies lumbering towards them.
Get in the truck,
Jennings yelled as he ran past Jake, opening fire on the group.